Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. A Morris, Iowa native who has lived in Ukraine for over 15 years is back in the area to connect with her family and her mission supporters. It has now been 6 months since the Russia-Ukraine conflict began. Initially, Miranda Hatesy and her husband and their church ministered to refugees fleeing the country. Now they work with the refugees who stayed in their city of Tiachiv.
We had hundreds of people passing through our community, trying to escape and to go into different countries. Many, many came and then left because they just needed places to spend a couple of nights or maybe get a meal. Or sometimes people, they went to the borders and had problems. They had to come back. They needed a place to stay. So we had many, many people that I don't even remember them all. Now there's a group that has stayed that they can't leave and they don't have a home to go to yet. So there's about, I think, 85, 90 people that are living with us right now.
The Hatesy's New Life Church is taking on a huge task, providing for some 200 refugees in their care.
Finding places for them to sleep, finding mattresses, finding bedding. We don't have many places to rent in our town. So pretty much even stores, we had old stores, and we made them into places to live, put a carpet down, mattresses on the floor. And then again, it was in the winter, so we've got the whole issue of heating and water and food, clothing, hygiene, everything that's needed for life, we were thinking about.
Their small church with 30 adult members worked to find places for refugees to stay, and some joined them in their church work.
It was chaotic. It was like calling everybody that we can think of, drive around town looking for any place we could think of for refugees. And you have to remember, it's not just us looking for refugees. Our whole town is looking for a place. So we are overpacked. We have around 10,000 people in our town, and there's like 4,000 refugees with no additional infrastructure and then no preparation. Bam. Yeah. So everybody had people living with them.
There are 4,000 refugees in their city of 10,000. Miranda says they all face the uncertainties involved in the conflict, and they look ahead to a winter with expected shortages of the basics of life. At the same time, they experience a strong sense of purpose in their work and work together with others across their city to help those in need. A Hartley woman was arrested Friday for allegedly being intoxicated with her children in the car. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office received a call from a motorist reporting that a woman later identified as 37-year-old Bria Schopp was driving her vehicle in an unsafe manner on Highway 18 west of Hull last Wednesday. Deputies located Schopp, stopped her, and suspected that she was under the influence of a drug. Her children were passengers in the vehicle at the time. Schopp was charged with third offense, operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, and two counts of child endangerment. The Sheriff's Office and the State Department of Human Services assisted in the investigation. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai joined Congresswoman Cindy Axne and U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack last week at a farm near Woodward, Iowa, to talk about global trade opportunities and the Inflation Reduction Act. They also discussed the high cost of farm inputs, specifically fertilizer. Secretary Vilsack says one issue is making sure that farm income is high enough to be able to help those farmers withstand these difficult times. He says prices today are better than they were a year ago.
And one of the reasons is because we are on par for a record year in exports. So as we continue to look for ways in which we can continue to market, now, what are we doing? We're maintaining and expanding our presence in these markets. We have more trade missions. We have more assistance efforts underway to try to build existing markets. We're opening up new opportunities.
Vilsack was asked about the impact of the farm bill. He says it does not impact the decision-making for the farm bill. It simply allows money through the process to be used on existing programs. And the Iowa State Fair wrapped up Sunday after an 11-day run, topping the 1 million attendance mark again. Saturday saw more than 128,000 visitors, a record high for one-day attendance. Sunday was still to be tallied. State Fair CEO Gary Slater says there were not many negatives. There was one day that saw more than 3 inches of rain in a short time, and that made for some wet fairgoers and some muddy areas. But the rest of the days were nice, which wasn't a given considering triple digit temperatures and heat indices heading up to the fair's start. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.